The town of the Blue Mountains will conduct a full bid process for integrity commissioner services. Council made the decision to launch a request for proposals, RFP, for a new integrity commissioner at its Committee of the Whole meeting on October 16. The RFP option narrowly passed in a 4-2 vote, with Deputy Mayor Peter Bourdignon and Count Gail Ardiel opposed. Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs was absent to attend a Gray County event. At the meeting, two other resolutions on the matter were defeated in split 3-3 votes. Sao Sean Everett presented a report on integrity commissioner services that provided two possible avenues for council to pursue. The first would be a full RFP process to select a new integrity commissioner. The other would be to link up with Gray County and use the county's integrity commissioner firm, Principles Integrity. Everett explained that the Blue Mountains is the only municipality in Gray that does not use the firm chosen by the county. The town's contract with its current integrity commissioner Suzanne Craig expires at the end of the year. Part of the resolution on the matter directed staff to seek a 3-month extension of Craig's contract with the town, to allow the RFP process to be completed. In his comments on the matter, Everett said the town is satisfied and happy with the service provided by Craig, but, with her contract expiring, town policy requires competitive bids to select a new service provider. The issue divided council and set off a lengthy debate and discussion. RDL first moved a motion to use the county's firm for integrity commissioner services. This change would allow the town to avoid the RFP process, which Everett estimated would cost $4,500 to $5,500 in staff time. RDL cited efficiencies as the prime reason for supporting the Gray County option. However, other members of council objected. Count June Porter said the town's Accountability and Transparency Working Group discussed the integrity commissioner issue extensively and the Gray County option was not the preferred course. "This was not the direction we discussed," said Porter. "This is not a reflection of the discussion we had." Count Paula Hope said a clear and transparent RFP process was important on this matter. "The cost is well worth the investment. It's very important we go through the RFP process," said Hope. Everett clarified the Gray County option was brought forward as an alternative option for the town and that staff were not making a recommendation on how to proceed. "This is council's decision," he said. Ardell's motion was ultimately defeated 3-3 with Porter, Hope and Count Sean McKinley opposed. A third resolution, which would have been an amendment to the RFP resolution, would have seen Porter, who will chair the town's Accountability and Transparency Committee, included as a full participant in the RFP process. This amendment was defeated in a 3-3 vote with Bourdignon, RDL and Count Alex Maxwell opposed. As a normal course of town policy, members of council do not participate in the RFP selection process, which is a staff function. Members of council were leery of not following normal RFP procedures. "We've never had anybody do this before," said RDL. Bourdignon said having one member of council participate in the RFP selection process would be the opposite of accountability and transparency. "To me, this is a slippery slope on any RFP," he said. "I wouldn't put myself in that position."